What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
And I'm just starting to realize that we individualize sports too much, particularly in the NFL. Like baseball, I can tell when somebody's at the plate who is a difference maker. And in basketball, difference makers kind of make that league go. You know, Exhibit A, Steph Curry gets knocked out of a playoff series, you can't win another game. But in football, we focus too much on these individuals. Like, C.J. Stroud can complete passes if given time, but all year he hasn't been given time. Yesterday he got time. But what happens when that looks consistent? Like, y'all think that Daniel Jones just ate a pill or something? Why is he awesome, and why does Jonathan Taylor score 3 touchdowns a week? Their offensive line is killing it.
Huh. Imagine that.
That's it. Their offensive line is killing it. And there are many quarterbacks. And again, I'm not saying that there are, like, yes, there are many who are set apart from others. But there are a lot of quarterbacks, if given the right situation of blocking and system and understanding and execution, who will play well. I don't think Daniel Jones is amazing. He's good, but like it looks perfect all of the sudden because what's going on around him is fantastic. It's elite. Did you know that he's like, there's 8 quarterbacks that have a higher rating than Daniel Jones this year? You wouldn't think that by looking at their record and the way he's played, but there are a lot of guys out there who are technically, by the numbers, playing better, but they might be struggling more to get wins because they can't just hand the ball off and get 7 yards a carry whenever they want. But that's what the Colts are doing right now.
Yeah.
So they score over 30 points, and they kick your ass every weekend. Look at their scores. It's not just winning.
Oh, they're crushing
people. 38-14.
Right.
They look like the Niners from a couple of years ago.
The Colts have been sacked 9 times in 8 games. They've given up 9 sacks.
There you have it.
Denver's only given up 8. The Seahawks have also given up 9. And these are teams that are winning. Dallas has only given up 10 sacks, but their defense is so bad that it doesn't matter. They score almost as much as Indianapolis, but it's complementary football. And if you look at like the Titans, they've given up the most sacks. And the Jets, they've given up the second most sacks. And there's no surprise that those are quarterbacks who are really, really struggling. And the 49ers are right there in the middle. But the thing about the Niners is they are so reliant on the complementary nature of their offense. And if you can't throw it because you don't have wide receivers who are able to get open, the defense will cheat and they'll sell out to stop the run, which is what Houston did yesterday. And they did a great job up front. They were dominating the Niner offensive line. So you can't run it. And even when they had some success passing it, Houston would rally up and make the tackle. And there were a couple plays, 3 or 4 plays are sticking out to me for the Niners defensively, where like one Malik Mustafa runs up to get a stop and he just whoop, slipped. And he went right by a guy, and Upton Stout with a blitz off the corner, and you know Stroud just kind of stepped around him. There were little plays that the Niners could have made, but they didn't because they couldn't tackle.
Right, right. Yeah, they were sloppy yesterday. They can play better than that, but I don't think they can be a markedly great team on offense. Their offensive line does not block enough. And on defense, their defensive line does not chase enough. Football sometimes is really that simple. And I get it. 916 on the Boxer and Gerson Work Injury Attorneys text line wants me to adopt that same take for Purdy. Fine. I don't run from that. It's the same for Purdy. He's not great, but everything around him was great. I don't look at it like I don't buy your verbiage, but your point is fair. I don't think that that means that a player is not great. The player has to go do and execute what opportunity is there. Daniel Jones is doing it. He's playing great this year. Does that make him a great player? I don't know. I guess in this particular system and moment, Colts announced yesterday they want to work on a long-term deal. They would like Daniel Jones to be the quarterback because it works with what they've produced. Same way it works for Brock Purdy in San Francisco. There's only three or four guys, and we know who they are, who are just like, dude, if you're here and we give you a uniform, we're going to win. Josh Allen, Lamar Jackson, Patrick Mahomes. And even they can be knocked off kilter if things around them really, really fall apart, like it kind of did for Lamar a little bit early this year. Although that win for them yesterday, I think, keeps them in the picture because he's supposed to be back on Thursday night.
Yep. And if you look at, like, just quarterback rating, you look at the quarterbacks who are at the top of the list, and you've got those teams are pretty well put together. Drake May is number one right now in quarterback rating, and New England's been healthy, and they are very buttoned up offensively.
He's an MVP candidate right now.
Jared Goff is number two. Detroit goes without saying how explosive they are. Jalen Hurts is number three in quarterback rating. Then you get to Jordan Love, and boy, Green Bay sure looked good last night. Then you get to Danny Dimes, who's fifth. Matthew Stafford is sixth. And again, that's another team that's very, very good offensively, and they're all buttoned up. And then it's Seattle, and even Aaron Rodgers. Pittsburgh. Josh Allen is nine. Mahomes is 10. I mean, Dak Prescott's 11, and their offense is actually really, really good and fun to watch, but they have to win games 40-39. But you get the point. You go to Baker Mayfield and all the rest of it. These are offenses with good offensive lines and good skill guys and a good scheme. And as a result, they're able to succeed.
Yeah.
It's not, you know, it's not that Drake May suddenly is the best quarterback in football. He's not, but he is thriving in a system.
Yeah.
He's thriving in a system that suits him. And they have a schedule that is pretty friendly when you look at, you know, who New England is playing. They're not out there playing a first-place schedule, and that, I think, is certainly part of it.
No question about it. Yeah, so, like, those things, to me, that's fine. That's fine. If you find a mix that works, then you stick with that mix. But right now, whether it be last year, to a degree this year, I mean, I know if you just flip on the radio today, any of the shows, it's not going to sound and feel like the Niners are 5-3, but they are. They are, which is such an unbelievable opportunity because it also feels to a degree like nothing has worked so far.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Nothing has really worked so far. It's worked in doses. It's worked in moments. It's worked in pieces. You know, I can look at the defense in Seattle, and I'm like, well, okay, that worked. And then in New Orleans, I'm like, ooh, Mac Jones, actually, that worked really well in that game. I think that was still the only touchdown a wide receiver has scored this year. Mac to Juwan Jennings in New Orleans. Wide receivers have not scored another touchdown for the 49ers this year. The run game worked last Sunday night against Atlanta. George Kittle returns, etc. So you can pull these little these areas of the field on certain weeks, but I've never felt like the Niners put it all together for a game. And more often than not, if I look at any one group, more often than not this year, it has not been good. Yet, they're 5-3. So it's like, do you get Purdy and Pearsall back and some people back from IR and make some sort of a mid-level trade for a fifth-round draft pick or whatever to get somebody to rush the passer and Bryce Huff returns? Could you be good in the second half of the year? You could be good. You could be. And again, someone hit us on the YouTube chat, and I lost it, so I can't give credit for who it was, but they just said, if you're going to be the 7 seed, I'd rather miss the playoffs entirely. See, now with that, I completely disagree.
I do too.
I totally disagree.
What's the point of that? Like, your draft position, I think, is already, I think it's already settled based on regular season record.
100% it is.
So even if you're the 7 seed and you win the Super Bowl, it doesn't mean you pick 32nd. You're slotted in based on...
Oh, no. That does actually run through the playoffs. But the point is like, if you miss the playoffs, let's say you're the 8 or the 9 seed, we're only going to be like 2-3 picks ahead of what you would be if you make the playoffs. But right. No, make the playoffs.
Get experience for these young players.
Even if they lose. Like, that's the whole point. Like, make the playoffs. And by the way, wouldn't you pick the Niners to do so right now if I asked you today?
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, if I had to make a bet, if you gave me $1,000 of your money to bet and you said, I got to make a bet, I would bet yes to make the playoffs. And it's probably -250 still. They're probably still, I would say, somewhat heavily favored to make
the
playoffs.
-320.
Yeah, thank you. -320. More than 250.
See, instead of thinking about it like, ooh, are they a playoff team? Ask yourself this. This is the list.
Yeah.
Somebody needs to beat the Niners on this list. Needs to finish ahead of them. For the Niners to miss the playoffs, Dallas, Washington, the Giants, the Bears, the Vikings, the Panthers, the Falcons, the Saints, and the Cardinals. One of those teams needs to finish ahead of the Niners or the Niners are going to the playoffs.
Yeah. I mean, Bears and Panthers, you play them both. Yeah. Those are the teams. And the Panthers at 4-4, it's like, they're 4-4?
Yeah.
And the Bears are an interesting one because with every passing game, Caleb Williams gets more comfortable in a new system again. They can be a dangerous team. You play Carolina still. You still play Chicago. So those, to me, would be the two most likely. I don't see Dallas defensively. They just don't have enough, And, you know, Washington with the injury they've had. Their quarterback's been out. Tonight's a big game for them with Marcus Mariota, my fantasy quarterback. We'll see how he looks as a starter.
You had to pick him up?
Sure. Yeah. I'm going to win anyway, but I got fancy. Sam Darnold on a bye.
Okay, yeah.
I had Jaden Daniels hurt. So.
Armageddon, that's what they call him this week.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Reign. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.